wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Houston is all systems go! We love our head.
3-2 pitch. In the air, deep left center field, hit well. Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh, Jeremy Peña sends one to the seats, and the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning. This kid is the real deal himself.
Good Monday morning, everybody. How about that? Oh, my goodness. It couldn't have been any... I honestly, I don't know how you were feeling, but I was just like, let's just end this. If they win, that'll be great. If they don't, that'll be great, too. Let's just end this. That was so brutal. So brutal offensively. The pitches that they were swinging at. Jose Altuve, oh, my gosh. He swung at one that was above his head. And I know that that's not that high, but it was amazing. Amazing at the bad pitches that everybody... Jordan, Bregman, everybody was swinging at that slider away. That's all they did. That's all you had to do was start it on the outside corner and let it drop about 2, 3, or 4 inches outside, and everybody was chasing it. Both sides. But the good guys ended up winning, and boy, does it mean something. It really does mean something because the Yankees having to play in Game 4. Now, the rainout doesn't come into play, because Game 4 would have been Sunday anyway. But they needed to pitch Gerrit Cole on Sunday, right? So, and I don't even care who the Indians pitched. I really don't even think it matters who the Indians pitch or don't pitch, who hits, who's hurt. I don't think it matters. And quite frankly, I don't think it matters much about the Yankees either. If you want to, their lineup is so bad. That lineup is awful. The good thing they got Bader hitting a little bit, because otherwise they would have nothing. Judge started 0-for-7 with 7 strikeouts in this series and getting booed. How about a guy who hit 62 homers? You all love him. 2 games into the postseason and they're booing him. That's what terrible fans are. That's what terrible fans are, what the Yankees Yankees fans and their people. As a people, they're terrible people, okay? But that's beside the point. Here's the deal, though. You had to use Cole in Game 4. So now this series against the Astros starts on Wednesday. Cole ain't pitching on 2 days' rest. As a matter of fact, I don't know if he goes in Game 2 on 3 days' rest. Here's what could happen is Cole pitches Saturday in Yankee Stadium, and then you got him available for Game 7. If I don't know. I'd have to look up Gerrit Cole on 3 days rest. Maybe that's come out. Has anybody seen that? Maybe not, they're not even thinking that yet. I'm thinking way ahead to see what happens. But maybe they just go 3-7. And if you got Gerrit Cole available for Game 7, now there's a really good chance with this offense that they don't see a Game 7. I don't think there's any question that this Astros team so much better. They didn't look it on Saturday, offensively at least. Boy, we got back to that. You can't get back to those old bad habits. I don't know about you. Love Altuve. And, you know, I predicted he'd hit 300 this year when he hasn't hit 300 in how long? And he was in the 240s. He's going to come over. When he started to hit, and man, it came back and everything else, I don't know what he's jumping at everything. All that slider away is just a killer. He's trying to do too much. How many times have we seen this? How many times? And it seemed like either he or Maldonado were up in every critical situation. Now, Dusty finally went to He went to Christian Vasquez. He went to Christian Vasquez, and Christian Vasquez, you know, he was like everybody else. He couldn't hit either. But the game before, Dusty would not pinch hit for Maldonado, and I was like, oh, my goodness, in critical situations. And then Maldonado, you'll remember in game two, sent one all the way to the 399 mark, although it was caught. You know, I was like, I'm going to eat those words. I was going to tweet something out like, Dusty, what are you doing? And then I thought, you know, this will age poorly if Maldonado comes up with a hit here. And then he crushed one. Unfortunately, it was for an out. That was game two. That's a long time ago. That doesn't matter. Astros win and move on. And how great is it to be in six straight? Let's count them. Six straight ALCSs for this team. I was just down with Nate Griffin driving up here to the Bad Pants Open. We're at Kingwood Country Club. And I was just down with Nate in the car talking about how great this is. And we've said it time and time again, you know. It is just so much fun, and we got to enjoy it. We got to appreciate this. Listen, when's the next time the Texans are going to be in six straight AFC championship games? Or the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals for six? It doesn't happen, people. This doesn't happen. I'll take one AFC championship games, because right now we're sitting on zero. That's what we have, zero. And Nate ended it with, I was just on with him, and he ended it with, how about Dusty? And let's hear from Dusty. How awesome this is. Those guys celebrating. Dusty was having some fun. This has got to be so good for him, because he's been in baseball for, 50 years, over 50 years now as a player and a manager, and he's got a chance to hit, you know, finally hit the apex of the sport. Here's Dusty on advancing to the ALDS.
Dusty, congratulations. You've been a part of so many great games, your incredible career. What's special about this one?
Well, special is the fact that, we got it done. We got it over with, because you didn't want to come back tomorrow and then, let them get off the carpet. Because, like I said, I remember when I was in Cincinnati, we were up 2-0 on the Giants in a best of five, and then they came back and beat us all three and then ended up being the world champions. And I had to go back to San Francisco and listen to it all winter and see the flags flying and the billboards and everything. So I'm just glad that we got it done.
Six consecutive ALCS.
They got it done, and they're heading to the ALDS. We are live at the Bad Pants Open, and we want you to get in at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Lance and I had a little gaffe that happened. Neither of us realized that we were out here in Kingwood at the Bad Pants Open, so we actually were a little bit late. Lance is going to be walking in any second. Now, this one isn't on Lance. This one is on both of us. But we are here at the Bad Pants Open at Kingwood Country Club, where we do it every year, the Bad Pants Open. We are glad to be here. Love it. And we are also glad that we bet on our Astros. And if you bet anytime, anywhere, then all my friends, the place for you is with mybookie.ag. And if you love to gamble, and if you love to get paid, if you love to double your options on gambling, let's say you put in $1,000. You put in $1,000. They're going to match that, and you're going to have $2,000 to play with. This is happening every single day at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's not happening. It's not happening at other websites. It's happening here. They will double your initial, or not just your initial deposit, any deposit, even if you're on right now. Put in promo code BET975, and they're going to double whatever you put in. This is happening right now, my bookie. And there's so much to bet on. The NFL, Major League Playoffs, NCAA, college football. They got a big blackjack tournament every week that you can win big money. It's happening right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
LZ must have gone to the disc golf course. No, he didn't go to a park with a bunch of weeds. Okay, he did not go. He's actually right here. Lance walked in while I was doing my commercial. And can't hear Lance. Turn his mic up. There you go.
Yep, here we are. Yep.
All right, welcome in. How was that drive? Awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I drove
never
back
a ball buster driving up to Kingwood when it's raining and you got to be. You were supposed to be there 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and that's basically my whole drive coming back from Tuscaloosa, Alabama yesterday. Went to visit my son, and so we're driving back last night. And if you, I mean, that Louisiana drive is just terrible. You're going to run into some crash on I-10, so that's going to be terrible. And then, you know, every road is curvy and windy, and you're up against a barrier, and it's intense, like the Astros season against the Mariners. I actually tweeted after, and this is really more for people.
Have you ever seen a sweep that was more intense than that?
No, no.
And bigger? Wait,
none.
Bigger moments?
I told you not to be worried. It was going to be a sweep. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Everything's fine. So I put.
They actually could have won all three of those games.
So I tweeted. Don't worry, Mariners fans already said. Everyone, have you seen any of the blowback on the Astros?
No, what?
You haven't seen any of it about their social media site? You didn't see any of that yesterday?
No.
You're not aware of any of it?
No, nothing.
Oh, my God. The social media site, the Astros media site, all they did
was I saw that.
The broom
thing. Yeah.
And internet is going, what a class. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I saw
they're
that.
Grabbing their pearls.
Yeah.
They're just, this is the most classless
I think it's
thing.
Clutching their pearls.
Yeah, they're clutching their pearls.
Right.
They are.
Wait a minute. Didn't the Mariners?
Keith Olbermann, who has said some of the most egregious things in society's history, was like, this is just an outrage and a lack of total class.
Oh.
And then other people that I don't know but have blue check marks, this is, when you win, this is not the way to conduct yourself. You do not conduct yourself in such a manner. I'm like, you, oh,
well,
man. Wait,
well, what did you say? Tell me what you,
no,
what words you
used. No, because you know what? Kids are headed to school. But I can just tell you this. This is so they're outraged. Now there's a faux outrage going on that the Astros Twitter account said they swept somebody. Because you're not supposed to do
So didn't the Mariners, though, tweet something about the Astros?
The Mariners have tweeted. No, the Mariners showed bodies on the ground versus Blue Jays and said something like, this is how it's going now. The Padres were doing things to the Dodgers, but the Astros. And this is what comes with being the evil empire.
Yeah.
We are the evil empire, and that's fine. We're the Warriors. We're the Patriots, whatever you want to say. I got some pushback on, don't say Patriots. There's not enough titles. That's true. I mean, that's true, but I can't find another NFL team.
Well, no. Well, an NFL team?
As you mentioned, I mean, all
the we're the Chiefs.
ALCS.
What do you mean? We're the Chiefs.
Yeah, we're the Chiefs.
The Chiefs got one.
That's a good one. We're the Chiefs.
The Chiefs get there. The Chiefs are great.
Yep.
The Chiefs go to the AFC Championship game.
Right.
We're the Chiefs.
We're the Chiefs. We're the Chiefs.
Yeah. We got we got superstars. I mean, that's who we are.
No, we're the Chiefs. You're right.
Yeah.
We're the Chiefs. So, you know, we're the Warriors. We're the Chiefs. We're the whoever you want to say. So, obviously, no other social media sites do. They're pretty heinous now. Like they're rough. They've got a lot of edge, and everyone understands.
Oh,
that's the deal. Only the Astros, literally, only the Astros. Who that is so modest. A broom.
Yeah,
that is the only thing.
Like what?
Can
well,
you believe the lack of class from these cheaters?
Well, I can't believe. I still am pissed at the guy, the Rockets guy, who put the gun to the horse's head, got fired. Remember that one?
Well, he was one of the original.
Yeah.
But who cares?
I know, Twitter gangster. What's up?
Who cares? That guy's probably looking at social media accounts now saying, wow.
Yeah, right.
I was the first.
The
I
scapegoat.
Was the first.
Yep. He was the scapegoat. And look, now everybody's putting up anything. Who cares what everybody thinks? You know what? You're right. We're hated, and we're going to be hated.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
I'm fine with that. Now, I can tell you that so I put in there, and this is just an ironic tweet. You should be able to read this, but a lot of the internet cannot read tone at all, and I recognize that. All I said was, easy-ass sweep. That's all I said.
easy-ass sweep. Obviously, if you watched any of the games, every game was extremely difficult.
Oh, my God.
Extraordinarily difficult. I've never seen a sweep that was that difficult in my entire life. So I put easy-ass sweep, which clearly is facetiousness. It's it's an ironic tweet. And then, well, actually,
I'll tell you.
We just people cannot continue to be this stupid as people. Our society cannot continue to be this
but
dumb.
We should go. Oh, I mean, there were so many moments in that series from a sweep it was so tense. So many moments, including, you know, Mariners with runners on and, you know, strikeouts, the line out to Yordan, the comeback to 5 runs in the last 2 innings, 18 innings, and nobody can get a hit. That was so brutal to watch. You couldn't have. What were you doing? Did you watch all 18?
So here's what I did. I'm in Tuscaloosa. The game, Alabama-Tennessee, starts at 2:30. The Astros started 3. And I told my wife, we started in a Mellow Mushroom pizza place, which is really good, by the way. They closed one here in Houston. So we're watching the Tennessee-Alabama game there. And I'm excited about watching that game. But I know I got I've got a problem ahead of me. And my wife said, this is such a nice day. Let's go somewhere and have drinks outside and watch the Astros game outside. I said, Nicole, I just want you to know, do you understand that we are in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Right, right.
And you're going to try to find a television with Astros
playoffs?
Outside with Astros playoffs? I said, this is not a possibility. We're going to have to go back to the hotel room to watch this. We go to the hotel. This lady said, I'm looking for a bar, and I'm going to go get my iPad and set it up outside. She said, you looking for drinks? I can get you drinks here. In this little, you know, where we have the big breakfast. Like, you have your free breakfast. It's like a little lunch dinner place. We have free drinks starting at 5, but I'll give you some now. You know, it's not free. You got to pay for it. Okay. Because I noticed, I said, okay, we'll have a drink. And I'm like, oh, you got TVs on in here. I said, can you get that one changed to Astros and playoff game? She goes, if you tell me the channel. I said, WTBS. She just starts flipping the channels. Boom, found it. On the other one, I got Tennessee, Alabama, which is kind of TV in the distance. So I'm standing up, and I'm literally watching every play from both games
at Damaris for over 6 hours.
I left.
Over six hours.
You had to be.
Yes.
You had to be.
Yeah.
So I was there from inning 2 until 11. And inning 11, I told my wife, I said, we gotta move. We can't get runs here. Like, you know, for me, the Tennessee game, I got to watch Tennessee. So some Tennessee fans from the hotel, not Tennessee, Alabama fans from the hotel, I got to watch the sadness.
Oh, that's awesome. First class.
So I'm watching that field goal go through, and I'm like doing the very silent, you know, fist pump. And then for reasons. And then I tell my wife, I said, listen, we can't score runs here. I'm standing in this spot. I'm standing in this spot. I moved over here. I changed my drink. We can't get a run. Let's go up to the hotel room and see if we can get a run there. So I'm sitting in a certain place. And so every time anything happens, I realize, okay, I can't change what I'm doing once the Astros are pitching because I don't want to screw the juju up and give them a run. And then every time the Astros would hit, I'm like, all right, let me walk in 2 circles around this. Like, I'm trying anything for runs. And then I realize I'm basically watching the Kerry Wood game all over again with the Astros. Well, that's what it felt like for me, where I knew they had almost no chance. And hitting in the smoke, how surreal
was
the smoke
in
this game? Because the wildfire's 50 miles away.
It was terrible.
But they're throwing sliders away. They're chasing. I'm like, this is like I'm watching Kerry Wood all over again.
You're doing the segment I just did while you were driving.
Did you say Kerry Wood?
No, I didn't say Kerry Wood once, but the slider away was
it didn't change the fact that that's
no.
That's
but,
true.
But look at this. I'm looking at a picture in the Chronicle right now of Pena hitting that home run.
He did not get full extension, by
no,
the way.
I was shocked.
I couldn't believe it went out to left center field.
I don't know if you were listening. No, you weren't. You didn't. You heard the announcer.
Yeah.
Everybody was shocked. Robert Ford on his radio call.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, there's a fly ball to the left, and it's going.
TV.
Oh, my gosh, it's out.
And TV,
it
they
didn't
were the
do.
Same
they
way.
Had no time. The TV
center,
broadcast we
field,
just played.
And yep. It is carrying. Yep.
And there it goes. How would you like to be the photographer who caught this? He caught the Jeremy Pena home run because you had to take a picture of every single guy for 18 innings and every swing trying to catch. Do you know how many pitchers that dude wasted?
How many pop-ups? Good thing it's digital now and it's not like in the old days.
Are you – okay, when we come back. And I don't know, RJ, this is up to you. Make the call. Get on here. Do you want to do what you learned this weekend in one sentence or wait till we're back in studio tomorrow?
Let's wait till we're back in studio.
Yeah.
Might be a little hard. He has to run the whole thing.
He's got to tell us. He's got to then he's got to answer the phone, put it up, tell us. Okay, we can see it on the board tomorrow. We'll do what you learned this weekend in one sentence tomorrow. But when we come back, we'll take your calls. Are you worried about Jose Altuve? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now for a second about Damaris Barbecue. I was there. Okay. Oh, my God. We're drinking Coors Lights. My buddy decides it's a good idea to go to vodka sodas in the extra innings. One of the worst decisions he's ever made in his life because we were drinking every inning. I'm doing a beer. He's, okay, get him another. Holy crap, he couldn't walk when he left. So it was fun, though. We were watching the game. Great time. We had four TVs going on. We had the Tennessee game. We had the TCU Oklahoma State game. We had all these games going on. We had two baseball games. It was awesome. And it's at Damaris. If you're looking for a great place to go watch games, get on over to Damaris. In the meantime, right now, why don't you talk a little bit about some insurance?
Hold on. There we go. Let's talk about TGS Insurance and texting the word money to 232323. That's what gets you kicked off for basically shopping for a variety of companies for homeowners insurance. You're not really shopping them so much as they are giving you a competitive price. Texting the word money to 232323 immediately sets you up for for them to shop for competitive rates for you from companies who want your business. And they want to give you the most competitive rates they can. And, you know, companies, when they're trying to get your business, they will give you rates above and beyond what you would normally expect to get. And that's what you can expect to find. And that's why the average savings is, between $800 and $900. But that's average. There are some people who are saving $250. There's some people who save in the 2000s. Really depends on what you're insuring. And to be frank, how long you've been with your company. If you've been with your same homeowner's insurance company for multiple years in a row, what they've done is go up on your rates multiple years in a row. You're going to find that you're probably in the thousands when it comes to savings right now. So make sure that you get A-rated homeowner's insurance. You don't want to pass up on that, but get it at a very competitive rate. Text the word money to 232323 right now. Within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote, and you'll find out just how much you can start saving of your own money with TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, time for me to talk about my people over at Chastang Ford. I don't talk about people behind their back. I'm going to talk about them right in front of their face. I'm going to talk about what great people they are over at Chastang Ford. Patrick, I was dealing with Justin. Tony is the sales manager. He's awesome. Allie gives me all the stuff here to talk about. It just is great, great people. And that's where business starts. And you don't find that in the car business everywhere. You just don't. And so when it comes from the top with the Chastangs for over 80 years in this city, doing what they've been doing, it's just people that you trust. Businesses trust them. That's why they're the number one commercial dealer, Ford dealer in the city of Houston. You don't get that. When they're basically been anonymous on the retail side for all of these years, and they're the number one commercial dealer, it means that that you're doing it, and the bottom line is perfect for business. And that's what you want in retail as well, and you're going to get that too. They're going to find out what your payments have to be at. They're going to work their tails off to get the deal done and get you as low as you possibly can. When you order from Chastang, you're not paying MSRP, period, exclamation point. No markups, no add-ons. This happens every single time. So if you're looking for that Ford car, or truck, or any pre-owned vehicle as well, to come all on the lot, it's at ChastangFord.com or at 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we're live at the Bad Pants Open. You are more than welcome to do that with us. 713-780-3776, talking about Astros. No Texans this weekend. We got a day off. Thank you. Thank you. We got the week off.
Man,
oh, no, I didn't. I didn't need it.
It was interesting football. I watched my wife. My wife handled the first 2.5 hours, 3 hours of the drive yesterday. It's not a short drive. And so I watched the noon games on my iPad and then listened to games on the way back. Just real quick takeaways before we get back to the Astros. I think Josh Allen got one step closer to an MVP and the Bills are – I mean, the Bills are officially – you already knew it. You already felt it. But they're officially the best team in the AFC, although – the Chiefs definitely had their chance. They definitely had their chance in that one. Kyler Murray, the Cardinals are going to rue the day they ever gave that guy a contract. He looks terrible. And that whole offense is terrible. Tom Brady is going to rue the day he ever came
Cliff's
back.
Cliff's in some trouble there. There's
yeah,
no
Cliff's got to be in trouble. Tom Brady's going to rue the day that he ever came back. Although I am starting to think that maybe he came back because it wasn't great with his wife. And he said, you know, maybe it wasn't it's bad with the wife because he came back. Maybe it was already bad, and he ended up, coming back because of that. But you think he came back for this? But this is kind of what you and I thought was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Like it's
this is one of the things that we actually thought before the season that is coming
there's
through.
A big hangover going on with a lot of teams. The Rams, it's just not – something's not right with the Rams. Green Bay Packers are just really missing Devontae Adams. They got their asses kicked by the Jets. The Jets are 4-2, and they're not that good.
No.
But their defense actually is pretty good right now.
It's funny. That's the first good quarterback that they've beaten, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't look the same.
No, he doesn't. And you can tell he's not vibing with his team. Some of the comments, I don't like what's being said in the locker room. Like, he's saying things out loud. Aaron Rodgers is one too that is going to regret that he came back to the Packers.
Maybe. I mean, he's got the big payday. The whole thing was for money. That's all.
Yeah.
But he's got to regret that this organization continues to not give him the weapons that he. I mean, he throws stuff. Look at Devontae Adams catching stuff and actually being open, and that made the game so much easier. When you throw up a ball, a 50-50 ball, and it's really an 80-20 ball, that makes the game so much easier.
Yeah, the Giants beat the Ravens. They came from behind again. The Giants have done that
Giants
against the Tennessee
have got a
Titans.
Good football team.
Came from behind against the Titans. They came from behind against the Ravens. They're not 5-1.
Yeah.
The Eagles are undefeated at 6-0. The Giants are 5-1. The Cowboys are 4-2. Although Cooper Rush, the last couple, is showing you that this is who he is. He's Cooper Rush.
But I'm going to tell you where, okay, because I've tried to create it a little bit, or I love it. There's some controversy. But there should be some controversy in New England, the way Bailey Zappi's playing. He looks good, bro.
Yeah, it was a bad – that's a bad
well, he's looked good 2 weeks in a row.
He has. I think what it shows you is, you know what, the ship can steer itself, and like all you got to do is
309 yards passing ain't ship and ain't steering itself.
No, but I know. But just keep your hand on the wheel. We'll see how long he does that. People are going to get tape on him too.
Yeah.
Play two games, and they'll start to see what his weaknesses are. But up to this point, I mean, they did. The Patriots are so far under the radar right now.
Yeah.
It's great for them.
They're
not because Tua will get back, and then everyone's going to be Tua, the Jets, the Bills, and the Patriots will just be riding Ramondre Stevenson, a good defense, and Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones will just be throwing, you know, one touchdown, no interceptions, doing their thing, and they'll be a problem. So luckily, the Colts won. They had a come from behind win against the Jaguars. The Jaguars all of a sudden are 2-4, and it's a mess for them.
No, they look bad.
The Colts are not a good football team either. No, the Colts are not.
They're not.
The Colts are not a good
football team. And
they're
3-2-1. I'll tell you who's a decent football team is the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons are. The Falcons effed up the 49ers yesterday.
They kicked their asses.
It was no doubt. It was 20. They went wire to wire on them. 28-14. They didn't even give up a point yesterday. You had the Steelers and Kenny Pickett, who got hurt in that game, upsetting Tampa 20-18.
Well, the thing I liked about that was even without TJ, their pass rush was just too much for that offensive line.
Yeah.
It was just too much. Brady is just getting – you're right. He's got to be going, what the hell am I doing here?
I didn't come back to lose to Kenny Pickett.
No. And
– and Mitch Trubisky.
And have all this pressure coming up the middle on me. Oh, my goodness. And how about the Seahawks? I'm going to tell you this. I thought the Seahawks, the Falcons, the Jets, and the Giants were all going to be terrible football teams. And, boy, I couldn't have been more wrong because they're all very, very competitive.
The Seahawks are 3-3, but that should be, by all rights, headed into the year. That should have been them and the Falcons should be fighting for the worst teams, and they're the two most competitive teams.
Yep.
Of those teams, and it's because Marcus Mariota and Geno Smith are putting together really strong years for their teams.
Yep.
That's why. Both of them are way outplaying expectations.
Well, they're
good for Geno,
but
by
their
the way.
Defenses are
and
playing.
Good for Marcus Mariota,
their
too.
Their defenses are stepping up and
yeah.
playing.
Well, the Seahawks have had some shootouts now. They haven't always showed up, and the Falcons really haven't. The Falcons typically are scoring a ton, and then, you know, their defense doesn't hold up. They did yesterday. They did, yeah, and Jimmy Garoppolo showing it. You know, this is who I am too, by the way, in case you didn't know. So, we'll get back to the Astros now. Jose Altuve, you talked about in the opening segment. I've never seen, and we've also got something big in college football to talk about. But I've never seen a superstar, all time great. We're talking about he's the greatest Astro that's ever played, and yet you can point to two instances where he got the mental yips. One was in 2020 where he couldn't make a throw to first base.
Right.
Like, it got in his head, and it's clearly in his head right now. He had an error that he just never drops out of his glove in that game, in the last game. He's swinging at pitches way above his head, way outside the zone. He's hacking at everything.
He's trying.
It's in his head right now.
I mean, I don't know. He knows a billion things more about hitting than I do. My goodness, if he taps another ball foul down the third baseline because he's trying to pull everything. Outside
how
pitches.
How does a veteran like this not say, you know what, I'm not mentally
Let's,
right now.
Let,
I'm not
me, my, try,
let me
yeah.
try to go up the middle.
Let me try to go up the
how
middle or to the, or
try
to right.
go up the middle at
I
all?
I have no idea. Every single pitch he's trying to pull, go the other way. We had what was Garo's on, and remember how he said, I'm pissed at Tucker. I'm pissed. This is when Tucker was struggling. He said, I'm pissed at Tucker. He's too good a hitter. Go the other way and get your swing back.
That's what Yuli has done?
Yeah. Yuli will do that all day long, right? Altuve, what are you doing? I mean, is nobody in that organization going to tell him? Dusty, tell him to go to right field. No, I don't want to see you. No, you get up there. I don't want to see you pull a ball. Do you understand me? You're going to right field.
He should be a bat. And maybe this is happening, but he needs to be in the batter's box. I mean, he needs to be in batting practice, literally just trying to alter the approach so he's keeping his head in. But, I mean, he is just wildly flailing. But the entire team was. There were some hittable pitches yeah. the other day, and they were popping. They weren't on any of them. They broke the world record for pop-outs.
Yep.
They broke the world record.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody. I mean, I don't know what the hell it was. Maybe it was
Jordan,
the smoke.
I was like.
Maybe it was the smoke there or whatever.
I don't but know, they, because they I were all behind seen, on fastballs,
You didn't
too.
Have to throw. If you were a pitcher, you were stupid for throwing one over the plate.
Did you see how fastballs, even Jordan, like, they were behind on
yeah.
the fastballs.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they getting gassed by these heaters? But the fastballs up was an issue for them. But, yeah, I mean, Mariners fans are. You know, and the national media wanted so badly, all the fans wanted so badly for the Mariners to beat the Astros, and yet it was a hard-fought sweep. So too bad, so sad.
Yeah. It was a hard-fought sweep. There were so many moments in that series. For a three-game sweep, holy crap, there were a lot of tense moments, including 18 innings. All right. It's your time, 713-780-3776. Come hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We are live at the Bad Pants Open at Kingwood Country Club. Just a beautiful facility. Everybody, this has been going on for years. Unfortunately, they're getting some rain out there today. I think it's supposed to clear up.
It's more misty.
Well, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was
maybe it rained this morning. I don't know. But.
It was when I left the house, but it was coming down a little bit more up here. And you know, we're way closer to the North Pole up here, so. I don't know what, probably freezing rain today here in Kingwood. But
no,
we'll
but there's a front coming in. It's going to be cool for the next 3 days.
Yeah, right. 68 is the high. You cold weather idiots.
I
love
know.
That.
Don't worry. It's 89 next
Stupid.
Week.
Stupid.
You're fine.
Join Culture Ramp on October 27th for the tailgate. It's not your typical party in a parking lot. The tailgate is a celebration of the culture and lifestyle of sports and the fans who cheer them on. Expect tailgate-inspired tastings from your favorite restaurants, including Streak to Kitchen, Dish Society, Sticky's Chicken, and many more, plus signature drinks, game day activities, and entertainment. It's going to be fun, y'all. There's a lot of great restaurants that are going to be there. Tickets on sale now include all food and drinks. Go to culturemaptailgate.com. That's culturemaptailgate.com and get your tickets. All right, why don't you talk a little bit about being an underdog?
Underdog Fantasy. What is today? What do we have working here? Oh, 17th. You know what? You still have time to get in Double Dribble. You still have time to get into the basketball best ball tournament. Basketball. Are you doing it in football? You should have been. I've got two entries that are playing their way through the season. Right now, I'm not actually in the cash, but that's fine. That's fine. It's a long season. You draft. You're going to draft a variety of players, and what you're going to have is you'll have two starting guards, two starting wings, a big, and a flex, right? So you'll have six starters and then 10 players on the bench. You're going to draft 16 players, but the great thing is you don't have to start them. Whoever your highest scorers are for that particular week and all the categories, that's what your point total, that's who you're going to be starting. And if you want something to track the entire year for basketball, you say, you know, I don't want to have to make roster moves every year in basketball. This is great for you. The best ball format gives you a chance to chase at the $200,000 in prizes that are out there without having to change your roster at all. You draft it, set it, and forget it, and you're good to go. And Underdog Fantasy is doing that for you. This is a great opportunity for you to have something to sweat the entire year with basketball, and yet you don't have to change your roster. You just draft right up front. So do your homework at the very beginning. Get in the draft. It closes tomorrow, so you've got to have your draft done today. Go to Underdog Fantasy and either .com or download the app on your smartphone. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They are going to match your first deposit up to $100, and we're set to go. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code Lance.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We are live at the Bad Pants Open in Kingwood, the Kingwood Country Club. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later in the show. But it's always great for Texas Children's Hospital. It's just so good, this fundraiser that they've been doing it forever, ever, ever. Started with Mike. Trulux Mike,
mm-hmm.
And Moose, he and Moose got it together to start. That was how long ago now?
And Harold, 24 years ago, right?
Harold Wiesenthal.
We've been doing this for a long time.
I think it started our second year, maybe even our first year, which is 25 years ago now. They started doing this, and it has become a huge money maker. So, congratulations to them. We got a couple of callers on the line. Let's get them in. I told you, you want to get in, you get in. LSU Brian is here. What do you say, LSU Brian?
Hey, guys. So I want to get y'all's opinion. I think the Astros can beat and would beat any team this year. I think they're going to get their second championship. But I'm a little torn. I really wanted a little revenge with the Dodgers and the Braves. What do y'all think? What would you rather play in the World Series? And also, I don't know much about the other teams, the Padres, the Phillies, and the Guardians. I don't know much about those teams. So who would y'all rather play?
Yeah, it's not like I watched a lot of those teams either this year, especially the National League teams. Listen, bye Dodgers. You couldn't Braves. You couldn't make bye. See ya. Who cares? You're not there. Because you didn't make it. I didn't want the Braves. I really didn't. I don't like the matchup.
The Phillies right now are a red-hot horse.
I know. You don't like
teams
that are
red-hot horse. But so are the Padres.
This happens, though, a lot where a red-hot team comes in and then it doesn't last.
Well, you're
they're
hear
not
about
that good.
You're going to hear about the thing that you always bring up is that we had to wait so long.
Yeah.
We had to wait so long. Our hands started to hurt, and we couldn't swing
the bats.
Could
be three wild card teams advance.
Could. And, too bad I hope the Guardians win too, and they all get eliminated. Mm-hmm. All the crybabies get eliminated. Here's my thing with that. Did you see the LA Times opinion page ran an article that said, no matter what happens with this, they should just quit the season and just give the Dodgers a word because they're so much better. Give them the championship because they've been so much better than everyone else. Like, this is when the Dodgers were down two games. Like, they should just – you shouldn't even have to play this. The Dodgers have been so much better than everyone else that they shouldn't even have to play the playoffs. They should just give them the World Series. Like, you – this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
That must have been a 23-year-old right
there.
Yeah,
this is so on brand for what we think of as a Gen Z type of – it's not fair. They shouldn't have to play. This is not fair that they should have to play the playoffs. Like, what? Too bad, so sad. This is 98 Astros. We experienced that back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you got to get through the gauntlet. Get through the gauntlet. You lost to a Padres team that hasn't even had their best player hitting well since he got there in Juan Soto. You don't have great, you know, the pitching is okay for them. Yeah, the Dodgers have had a lot of issues and a lot of problems, but you didn't think the Dodgers would get there. You just thought it'd be the Mets. Just turns out the Padres are the ones who got them, which is even more painful because Padres are a little brother team, and the little brother beat the big brother. So it's even more painful for the Dodgers. I think I would rather face the Padres.
I don't care.
But I'm not going to overlook anything with the Yankees or Guardians. I do want to see the Yankees lose. It would be nice if we could sun the Yankees again, where we are their daddies, but
I don't care.
Guardians are a little easier, I think.
I'm looking at this. Codify sent out. The Mariners threw 17 out-of-the-zone pitches to Jose Altuve, and he swung at 14 of them.
Good crime.
Man, it just is awful. Let's get Cade in here. Wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Cade.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
You hear me?
Yep.
Doing well. I got 3 points I want to make. Number one, I got to give credit to Dusty. I've been giving Dusty crap all year. The only issue I had was taking LMJ out a little early, but you know when it works out, can't be too angry at him. You know, I was like, you're not going to pitch LMJ again this series. He only had 80 plus pitches and he was facing the bottom of the lineup, but hey, it worked out. Number two is the shadows on that field were ridiculous until about maybe the sixth or seventh inning. It's frustrating playing, you know, having a playoff game play in the afternoon, especially in an open-air stadium, when you have those shadows coming across home plate. I mean, I didn't really feel like there was much competitive at-bats in those first six or seven innings because of that. And then, you know, Altuve's got to see better pitches. I mean, he's just got to see more pitches. He's got to prove that he can hold off because he's looking just ridiculous up there. I mean, just keep the bat on your shoulder. When there were runners on second and third and the ninth, and I mean, I thought there was no chance he was getting on base. He was swinging at every pitch. I think he saw three pitches and swung at all three outside sliders. And then the final point is, you know, our pitching is elite. I really only felt threatened by the Mariners when Julio Rodriguez was up. And you know, once we got past him in the lineup, I felt like nobody else in their team could do damage. No. Maybe Santana could run into one. You know, that's my final thought, but y'all take it over. Yep.
No, that's all good stuff, and I'm the same way. Santana became one of the toughest outs. Like, that guy was so competitive in every AB. It's like watching one of the Royals from 2015 where you knew you were just like, oh, my God.
He didn't bother me nearly as much as Rodriguez.
No.
Ty France
was a non-factor.
Non-factor.
Now, that's wild.
Suarez had one swing off of Javier.
Yeah.
That was it.
I didn't fear the other guys either, but
no.
let's really lock in on this. 18 innings, 7 hits, 22 strikeouts. I mean, do we recognize how brilliant that is?
They had 20 strikeouts.
They had 22 against us.
We had 22. They had 20.
They only had 20? You sure they didn't? Yeah. Oh, okay. That is unbelievable. But you think about this. You gave up 7 hits in 18 innings with 22 strikeouts. Right.
So,
the job that Luis Garcia did was unbelievable.
I want to ask you that. is that rank up there? I know Charlie Morton.
Absolutely.
Lance McCullers.
Just not in the same. The only difference is it's ALDS. His performance is no less great than what LMJ did, and especially what Charlie Morton did. Yeah. It just so happened Charlie Morton
was
in Game 7 of a World Series. But the performance itself, brilliant. After that first inning, you could see he started to feel it. I'll tell you what's shocking to me. And do we have Roger Clemens coming up in a second?
Oh, yeah.
We got Roger coming up. All right, we'll talk to Roger about that here in a second. We'll talk about some of the pitching coming up in a second.
Yeah, he can tell us. If anybody can tell us, Roger Clemens can tell us what he saw, and we really appreciate it. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about HRP, and I'm talking about the people over at HRP. And it's every business is about people, right? I mean, I was talking about it with Chastain. I'm talking about it with HRP. If you got people who are just trying to gouge you, if you got people that are just trying to make money, if they're greedy, if they don't care about their employees, if they don't care about your employees, then you got a problem. That's not the case. HRP is going to come and customize a plan perfect for your business. This is what they do, people. This is what the HRP does every single day. They make sure that your payroll gets to you perfectly. They make sure that it as affordably as they possibly can for you. They give you the best service with the HR. They give you the best options with your benefits packages. They don't gouge you with benefits packages. That's how the other guys are getting over. I say, oh, we got discount payroll over here. Look, it's so much cheaper. And then they give you their benefits packages that are crushing you. Don't do it. Go with HRP and get options for yourself. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.